Hey, Stoners, welcome to another edition of Sticks and Stones. I am your host, Brent Elrod, coming to you from the beautiful confines here of the patio at the No Shoes Bar and Grill, deep in the heart of the Republic of Texas. I have the show today. I have scoured the internet, and I have not been able to find another person that has done a pairing or review video of this cigar. And I have it, and I'm doing it today. And I'm going to drop it early just to ensure I'm the first. So, what do I have? I am pairing the Rocky Patel 60 with the Dalmore 12. Now, those of you that know cigars know about this cigar. You may not have seen one, but you know about it. The Rocky Patel 60 is commemorating Rocky's 60th birthday, who just happened to be born in the same month as me, February. And this cigar was introduced to the world 2 months ago at the PCA, Premium Cigar Association's trade show in Las Vegas. You had to be at that show to put your orders in for this stick. Well, I happen to know a little tobacco shop in Fuego McKinney that got a couple of boxes. And I picked up a couple, and I am going to review them here for you today. And now I'm pairing that with a special scotch. Rocky Patel says nothing goes better with cigars than scotch. And I chose the Dalmore 12 to go with this cigar. And I think it is going to be an outstanding pairing. So without further ado, let's pop the cork, cut the stick, and get to toasting. Now, Rocky spared no expense when it came to commemorating his 60th birthday, as you can tell by the elaborate bands on this cigar. There are more bands on this cigar than performing at South by Southwest. So, what are the specifics on the Rocky Patel 60? Well, it comes in four sizes. This particular cigar is a 5.5x50 Robusto, which those of you that know me know that's kind of my go-to, its size. And it is a beautiful, beautiful dark Maduro wrapper. It's a full-flavored cigar. As is usual with Rocky Patel and his quality standards, it is very tight seams, very, very minimal veining, and it has a triple cap. Now, the filler and binder for this cigar are both Nicaraguan, and he chose to cloak that in a Mexican San Andres wrapper. It was manufactured in Nicaragua, and the leaves were aged 6 years before rolling, and then it was aged another 2 years before it sold. So, without further ado, we're going to get the wrappers off of these. There's one. There's the big one. All right. Now, let's give it a good cut with the Cigarism V cutter. Very good cut. Definitely need to check out Cigarism. They have some great accessories. Now on the cold draw, I'm getting almost totally chocolate covered cherries, especially that the liquidy stuff around the cherries. That's what I'm. I don't know that I've ever had a cigar that I've tasted that before. Very good, very good. This is going to be a wonderful smoke. Now, I am by no means ignoring our spirit for the day. The Dalmore has been distilling scotch since 1839 in Alness, Scotland, which is right outside Iverness, which you may know, and that is in the Highlands scotch-making region. It is aged 9 years in bourbon barrels before half is pulled off and aged 3 years in sherry casks while the remainder continues aging in bourbon barrels. It is, as I say, a 12-year age statement. It's 80 proof, 100% malted barley. So I think we are ready to pop the cork and get to toasting. Now, right away, you can notice that deep amber color, maybe even a little tint of red to it. That's very beautiful in the glass. Get a nice cling to the side on the nose. Wow. I get cinnamon. Almonds, chocolate, and caramel. I think these two are going to go together wonderfully. So let's get our cigarism lighter and get this stick toasted. Lights quick. Right off the bat, I'm getting coffee, caramel, a little hint of pepper on the back of my tongue. And a faint touch of sweetness on the lips. Wow. Those go together wonderfully. I have to say, just this early in, you don't want to be too quick, but this could probably take the place of my number one pairing this year. Now on the palate, I get strong notes of chocolate off the Dalmore, spice, oak, toffee, maybe just a hint of coffee, and a very, very rich and creamy mouthfeel. And basically, almost no smoke or peat, which I am a low smoke, low peat kind of guy. I prefer the space sides. I believe this is the first Highlands I've ever had, and I guess I swung for the fence when I picked this one, because this is maybe some of the best single malts I've ever had the opportunity to drink. So, without babbling on any longer, I'm going to go ahead and burn this down to about the halfway mark and come back and give you an update. Hey, stoners. I'm back. Telling you, I am really, really enjoying this pairing. This is a great one. Rocky did a monster job. About halfway through, and there's been some transition. The coffee has become more espresso. I'm picking up a little leather and a little wood and a hint of vanilla. It's a very good cigar. Puts out a great volume of smoke. It's pairing wonderfully with the Dalmore. The Dalmore has strong notes of chocolate. And that's mixing great with the coffee/espresso, and now the vanilla. They both have some caramel notes, so they're really, the flavors are melding together. And this is, I kind of get goosebumps. This is a very great pairing. So, I'm going to burn this one on down a ways and then come back and give you my final thoughts. Hey, stoners, I'm back. This one is about wrapped up, as you can tell. I think this is definitely my best pairing yet. I would give the Rocky Patel 60 a 5.0 matchsticks out of 5.0. Rocky certainly did a great one in celebrating his 60th birthday. The Dalmore, I would give 5.0 Whiskey Stones out of 5.0. This was definitely a wonderful pairing. The coffee and the chocolate and the caramel and the toffee and the wonderful mouthfeel all went together to create an absolute great experience. It would make for a wonderful dessert. I would strongly advise you that this is a must-try. Must-try. The Rocky Patel, I believe, was about $16 a stick. I picked mine up over at my favorite local tobacco shop, In Fuego McKinney. If you're in the Dallas area, I'm going to give you their information right here. Stop by over there and tell Ryan and Mike and the guys over there that this crazy dude on Sticks and Stones told you to come by. They'll know who you're talking about. The Dalmore is from Total Wine. That was about $65 for a bottle, which for a bottle of 12-year-old single malt is not too bad at all. So it makes for a great afternoon outside, especially this time of year. I've got a great pairing coming up for you next weekend as I get back into the Big Sky pairings. I just did not want to miss jumping on the Rocky Patel 60 as soon as I was able to land it. But we're going to go back, and we've got a couple of more pairings of Big Sky to do. I'm really looking forward to those. plus some spirit pairings I've got coming up midweek. So be sure and watch for that. Hit like, share, subscribe, notify, all that kind of stuff. That way you know as soon as content drops. I want to thank again the folks over at Cigarism for the accessories. They are coming in very handy, and I'm really enjoying the quality products they have. Be sure to stop by and see them. So, until we get together again, be sure to keep your sticks dry and your stones cold, and have a great day.